Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. People always tell you not to play with the Ouija boards. Personally, I've never bought into any of that nonsense. I'm not afraid of something invented by a toy company. Every account you hear of weird stuff happening after someone used an Ouija board at a slumber party or whatever are just due to the power of suggestion. If you tell someone that something creepy is going to happen, they'll see something creepy in everything. I'm sorry, I just didn't buy it. I also didn't buy into these stupid ritual memes that kept popping up on the internet. There are these games, I guess you'd call them games, where you go through some ridiculous set of steps, a ritual, to either speak to the dead or predict your future or summon a demon or whatever. They always come with a warning along the lines of, "Do not try this." Then why post it on the internet, you morons? You want people to do this and then report on all the creepy stuff that happened and blah, blah, blah. Probably the most infamous one is Bloody Mary. It's the one where you stand in front of a mirror and repeat Bloody Mary 3 times, and then supposedly this ghost appears to scratch your eyes out. Why would I want to do that? Why do people do any of this BS? So, I decided to do a little trolling. I went on a forum that discussed topics of the supernatural and paranormal. Those places are full of superstitious schmucks that will eat up anything even remotely disturbing. I posted the following. "Hey everyone, have you heard of the ragdoll ritual? A friend of mine told me about it and I wanted to see if anyone has actually tried it. I can't seem to find any accounts of it online anywhere. Apparently, what you do is take an old doll, any doll will do, but they say it works best if you use one you made yourself. This ritual also seems to work best when performed in the month of August, but you can really do it at any time. You take a lock from your own hair and wrap it around the neck of a doll. If your hair is too short, or if you don't have any small personal piece of yourself will do. A fingernail clipping, even a drop of blood. After attaching the personal item from yourself to the doll, wait until midnight. The ritual must begin exactly at the stroke of midnight, or else it will not work. Exactly at midnight, hold the doll tightly in your hands and repeat the phrase, I invite you, Astaroth, to inhabit this object 3 times. Note that I did do a random search for demon names on Google. After the 3rd time, you will feel the doll move in your hands. This is a sign the demons has accepted your invitation. If after the 3rd time you do not feel the doll move, repeat the process. If it still does not move, the demon has not accepted your invitation. You do not need to do anything further. The ritual is over. If you receive an acceptance, place the doll inside a closet or other small space that can be closed. It is very important that you do not open the door until the ritual is complete. You may hear knocking on the door or shambling inside the closet. Do not open the door. The demon is bound to the doll, but if you allow it to roam throughout your home, it may attach itself to something else and refuse to leave even after the ritual is over. You may now ask the doll any questions you like, but you only have until 1 a.m. Sometimes the doll will answer with a voice, sometimes through knocks on the door signaling yes or no. If you do not complete the ritual by 1 a.m., the demon may be locked inside the doll forever. After you have completed your questions, repeat the phrase, Astaroth, I release you, 3 times. wait until you no longer hear the noise from inside the closet. Then it is safe to open the door. Afterward, bury the doll and mark the ground with the symbol of the cross. It will prevent the demon from ever returning. Please follow the instructions exactly, as failure to do so can have disastrous results. Don't believe anything. After I posted the ritual, I kept a close eye on it. It took a few days, but soon replies started to come in. Oh my God, you guys, I tried it and the doll really does move. Please don't try this ritual. The demon still hasn't left and I've had nightmares every night since. Fake, didn't work. This is stupid. Now that one I actually believed. I tried it, and when I opened the closet door, the doll was gone. What do I do? I had a few good laughs. The stories started to get more detailed, and some were actually pretty good. I don't know if these people were just delusional, or if they were playing along by making things up to add legitimacy, but it was still fun. I read dozens of stories about the ritual going wrong, and a few about how it went perfectly, and the person in question had all their questions answered. One person told of how the demon doll predicted his brother's death. It was fun, but soon it was growing stale, so I moved on to other things. A few weeks went by without me checking the forum. That is, until one day when I came home from work. I went through my usual routine. I pulled off my shoes and my jacket, and when I went to throw them in my closet, something stopped me. There on the floor was a little rag doll. It looked to be handmade. Around its neck was wrapped a strand of hair. I would have been creeped out, but I had told a friend a while back about my little prank online, and I figured he left it there for me to find. I chuckled to myself and went on about my evening. I opened the refrigerator to grab a beer. Another little doll nestled among the leftovers. I took it out and placed it on the kitchen counter. I had to admire my friend's dedication to the prank, though I was starting to regret ever giving him a key to my house. But that was just the beginning. I started finding dolls everywhere. In the shower, in the kitchen, in the kitchen cabinets, in my car, under the sofa, in the fireplace. Dolls of every shape and size, some handmade, some factory. Some had hair wrapped around them. Some even had little droplets of blood. It was then I decided to check the forum. I was astonished at what I had found. There were hundreds of posts, all variations of the same thing. Someone had tried the ritual, but the doll had gone missing. I haven't slept in days. They won't let me. I keep throwing them away, but they always return. All night long. Knocking, roaming, whispering. Please, I'm begging you, and this is no joke. Do not try the ragdoll ritual. I can't take any more of them. When the doll goes missing, it finds its way to me. I suppose it's a punishment for playing around with things I didn't understand. Didn't believe in, but please, if you have a heart, do not try it.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.